RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rad Boys and Girls, your sideways look at the news with Lee Banks over there in the UK and Eric Wiltshire over here in glorious Pop Rad with Snow. Moving along quickly as we try to rattle through some stories for you. Sir Paul McCartney is to be presented with a Kennedy Center honour at the White House in December. Good on you. Alongside Oprah Winfrey, some bloke called Bill T. James, Jerry Henman, I've never heard of, and some bloke that Lee will know, Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard is a star. Is a
I've played Merle Haggard
genius,
stuff.
Not like Paul McCartney.
He's
you know,
genius.
I wonder if Paul McCartney will ever go down on one knee again.
Apparently, the chairman of the Kennedy Center said, Sir Paul was one of the most influential and successful songwriters and musicians of all time, whose work has continuously altered both in the creation and perception of music all over the world. And Sir Paul said, President Kennedy
think
was...
Think of the frog song.
Brilliant. Absolute genius. President Kennedy was such an icon for us in the 60s, and his presidency was so inspiring for so many people that it gave a great pleasure for this kid from Liverpool to receive this honour, which is kind of good. Bad news about the Beatles this week. The place where Ringo Starr first performed with the Beatles, which was a nightclub up in Southport. The firefighters had to go there. The whole thing's been wrecked. But it was called the Kingsway Club. And they were there a couple of 3 days ago when the whole thing went up and one of the walls collapsed and all sorts of nasty things.
I actually knew that club when it was on the Manchester beat. Mm-hmm. I think it was the...
Sounds like a pop, I think it pop
was
band.
The Sun. We used to go to that club. It was a bit of a pokey place, but it was all right. And
anyway.
I don't think it's been used forever.
This is something we haven't done for ages.
What's that?
Sorry.
All right, sorry.
Sorry. Humble apologies. Deep commiserations to America.
We didn't mean to do it, America.
We have sent you the Beatles. We have sent you the Rolling Stones. We've even sent you Robbie Williams. And sadly, we're now sending you Piers Morgan.
Yep. Sorry, America.
Yeah, apologies. Who's taking over the Larry King Show, the wonderful, brilliant, genius Larry King Show on CNN, who I absolutely adore. How can you follow a legend like that, Morgan said. I don't know.
You can't.
No, not with you either. Of course, what America knows Piers Morgan for is America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Well, he's got a few other things. He's not bad. He's not bad. He got to the top of his game, didn't he, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he is actually a very good interviewer. What it is, his personal presentation puts people off, I'm afraid, Piers.
But there is good news for you, though.
For me?
Yeah. Well, the chances are, if he's so busy over at CNN, he won't be able to do the British version of I Got Talent. So you probably won't see him in the UK anymore.
I'm going to apply for his job there.
It'll be another one of those. I forget who the other one was. There's a talk show host. What's his name? He's from Scotland and does the late.
Dan
Leno. Who?
Dan Leno.
No. He's a Scottish guy. Scottish guy, somebody from America will tell me. And he is so famous in America, and yet nobody in Scotland's ever heard of him. Funny that, isn't it?
Well, that's it. I'm not even in Scotland, and I haven't heard of him. Who is he?
He's the host of the Late, Late, Late Show in America. A Scottish guy. I can't remember his name now. It doesn't matter.
John Stewart.
I don't know.
He's not Scottish. He's got a Scottish name. Anyway, can we get on with this show?
Yes, right. Susan Boyle was forced to pull out of an appearance on America's Got Talent after Lou Reed, who's famous for one song, banned her from singing one of his greatest hits.
That's right. If you could bear with me for 1 second, I have a little song for Subo. It goes, Subo Perfect Day. Scare animals in the park.
Stop
Only
it.
Only go out after dark. and then home.
And of course, Susan Boyle became famous after she was a runner-up in Britain's Got Talent 2009, but she was an instant success all over the internet, with millions and millions of people watching the videos. Notice that, Lee.
By great folly and stupidity.
Notice that, Lee. The
not
power.
I'm not saying
the
stupid,
of,
I'm saying the people who
the power
made
of the internet. The power
she's
of the internet.
A strange-looking woman who manages to be able to sing a little bit.
Now, listen, boys and girls. Are you out there a fan of Susan Boyle? And if so,
no.
tell us, and why? Because I'd like to know. And do you think? And do you think that Lou Reed was a genius or a pillock for not letting her sing his song?
I'd like to take you to task on the fact that you said Lou Reed's famous for one song. He had the biggest selling album of the some bit decades
exactly.
ago. Yeah, called Transformer. The first gay icon record to ever come out.
Whatever.
Lou Reed's been around since the early 60s. He's been doing
whatever.
This business for 50 years.
Whatever.
Can you do a squeaky voice like that? I bet you can't.
Whatever. actually, I'm trying to think. Other than Walk on the Wild Side, have I got any Lou Reed whatsoever? Answer, no.
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I'm not at all.
The great eulogy to his friend was a fabulous album. I can't remember what that's called.
Exactly. So memorable, you can't remember. Going down to Columbia now from the US, there's this poor guy who's about to be knocked off the top slot or the bottom slot.
Excuse me.
Whichever way you
want
to look at it.
I would say you changed your language, sir.
Because
can you knock him off?
The world's shortest living man, according to the Guinness Book of Records, is somebody 27 inches tall, that's 70 centimetres, in Colombia.
And now, that's 2 feet, isn't it?
Yes. Edward, that's in old money, Edward Nino Hernandez, 24, he only weighs 10 kilos, which is 22 pounds. Blimey, my leg weighs that. And his mum said that he hadn't grown since he was 2 years old. Now, the trouble is, in a month's time, there's a guy in Nepal who is about to beat him by
Not beat him physically.
No, by 5 inches or lots and lots of centimetres. Because this
soon change that.
The guy in Nepal is only 56 centimetres, 22 inches. And next month is his birthday when he becomes 18. And that's on October the 18th. So poor old Edward Nino Hernandez will lose his Guinness World Record at that point. And he's actually quoted as saying, there are some drawbacks to being so small.
Well, there are, really, aren't
there? It bothers me when people always want to touch me and are picking me up. But he did play the role of a drug dealer in a film, so it's not all bad for him. Can't be bad.
That's right. And as far as people picking you up and touching you, I spent most of my life trying to get people to do that.
It would have worked. Lee, you're off to America.
Oh, I know. Lee, why do you think I'm one of these?
Well, because I think you're going to sign up for this, along with some of your wacky friends. Because the Baltimore curriculum now contains, at the university, of course, a class for zombie studies. I don't believe it.
Well, that's how I studied, actually. When I was at school, I was like a zombie.
Well, I was going to say, you did media studies, so that figures it completely.
I did not do media studies. Do not insult me by saying I did media studies.
Apparently,
I guarantee you'll never be a journalist. Do media studies.
Absolutely. According to the chairman of the university, the University School of Communications and Design. This course, he told the Baltimore Sun, it's a backdoor to lots of other subjects, he said, trying to justify the damn thing. And it's not about blood and guts. Yeah, right. I can just imagine all the students turning up there looking like, sort of gothy and sort of...
Gothy
looking.
Why wouldn't they turn up looking like zombies?
That's what I mean, sort of in black clothes. They look like people extras on Thriller from Michael Jackson.
You know my feelings about Michael Jackson, but I must say that was probably one of the best videos.
It's genius.
Videos ever made.
Absolute genius. Always the same. So you can go to Baltimore now, Lee, and sign up, and you can do a study in zombie whatever it is, to go with your ghost hunting and stuff like that. Because that's what I was saying, it fits together, you see.
I fancy I will get in touch with them. And just to prove that I actually do the things I say I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I've not actually told Eric this, but I did apply for Eric and I to become the new Stig. And I've not yet heard of Mr. Clarkson or his programme team. I would suggest that they get in touch with us quickly, or we will be taking over the world service and we won't be able to fit them in.
Well, that's very true. So come on. Jeremy, that's my... Jeremy, stop sleeping. Pay attention.
Read your emails.
Yes, read your emails, mate, because we want to be the Stig. Well, we are going to be the Stig, and that's basically what... Because, well, see, what you'd have to have is you'd have to have... I think there should be two Stigs in the future.
That's right. And they can't tell us apart.
No, because, you see... Right, yeah. One needs to be a fast driver, like Clarkson, and one needs to be a slow driver like Captain Slow, James May. You could be the James May Stig, and I'll be the Jeremy Clarkson Stig.
I drive like a maniac.
Everybody in the British police force, please take notice. He drives
like a maniac. Are around.
Yeah, right. I could thrash you any day.
You'd have to catch me in your car first.
Exactly, I can't catch you running. Anyway, moving along, it's you know when you go to the supermarket, boys and girls, and you pick up one of those pre-packed bags of potatoes, and it's either 1 or 2 kilos, yeah? Could you imagine one potato, one tatty, being too big for that bag? Because apparently that's what's happened in Shepton Mallet. Could only happen in Shepton Mallet. An 8 pound 4 ounce or 3.8 kilos tatty was in the giant vegetable competition at the National Garden Show. Oh, why do they bother? In Shepton Mallet.
I've got three giant vegetables. I call them my children.
Yes. Now, apparently in 2008, a Lebanese farmer claimed he'd actually got hold of a 24.9 pounds, that's 11.3 kilos, potato, but didn't find its way into the Guinness Book of Records. The biggest pumpkin grown by an amateur in the UK, get this, a pumpkin, 1,210 pounds. Unbelievable.
How much?
1,210 pounds or 548.8 kilos in new money.
Jolly George.
Apparently, also at the event was a huge marrow and a carrot that was 17 foot long. I've seen those on the telly before now.
What, 17 foot carrot?
Yeah.
You've been on drugs. You can't have a 17 foot big carrot.
Ah, right.
Big to bolt through the roof of your greenhouse.
No, because you have a bigger greenhouse, dear boy. You lay them out flat. That's how they grow them.
What, you punch them? Yeah, lay them out flat. Right?
They grow them flat, so they'll get longer. That's what they do. They don't have sort of
flat carrots. That's not a carrot. That's a tongue.
Something like that. What music would you like as a prescription, boys and girls? Because a study up at Glasgow Caledonian University reckons that you can get positive responses when you're poorly according to what music you're listening to, and they reckon this really works. And I have to say, for the first time this year anyway, I'm agreeing with the study, Lee.
Oh, go on then.
Well, you think about it logically. Most people have got a couple of songs that if you're really fed up, you play them and it bounces you back up. It's
chirpy,
like...
Chirpy, cheap, cheap.
No, it's one of mine is Tatiana and Santa Maria. Because I think there's just...
How's that go?
No, I'm not doing it because she's in America and I might make her... look stupid, but she's a very nice lady. Or something from like Nothing's Gonna Stop Me Now by Sam Fox. That's got oomph. That's got oomph in it. And you know, if I wanted to be cheered up, I'd have a song like that. So what would you have? Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, I would. I think the most amazing and uplifting song ever is Like a Rolling Stone, the greatest rock anthem ever created. And also, what about a beautiful song to dedicated to your potatoes, Forever Young?
What? From War of the Worlds?
No! What's it got to do with War of the Worlds?
I'm taking a mic, never mind. It didn't work, did it? He would have been standing up, but he can't in his house because his house is too small. So what would you'd have uplifting music, which most people would have, ahead of jumping off the cliff.
You know what I want played at my funeral?
Go on.
Sailing By, the BBC song.
Oh, I suppose.
Do-dee-doo. And then I'm going to come back, because I've just sailed by, and I'm back.
Oh, my word. This is quite sad news, actually, so we won't laugh at this one.
It's
I promise.
No laughing here.
Excuse me a minute, boys and girls.
Right, compose yourself.
I'll have a quick slurp of tea. A little bit of tea. Hang
okay.
on.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking away. I'm looking at my list to see where we're going mm-hmm. next. I'm not going to pay any attention to this.
I'm going to do this straight.
Okay, here we go.
A giant bale of hay, like the big ones you see in fields when they've been out doing the farming stuff, has killed a founding member of the ELO, Electric Light Orchestra band, as it tumbled down a hill and crashed onto his van. Cellist Mike Edwards, who was 62 years old, died when the 600 kilo, that's 1,300 and something pounds, bailed.
He's not working this out in his head, ladies and gentlemen, it's written down.
bailed, rolled down a steep field in Devon, smashed through a hedge and careered onto the road. Apparently, Mr. Edwards died instantaneously due to the freak
which
accident.
Good thing, yeah.
Which is not too nice at all. Edwards played with the band back in 1972 through to 1975, and is believed to have swerved into another vehicle as the bale crashed on his cab. So commiserations and condolences
to his family.
And ELO are just awesome. Awesome. If you've ever seen them live, you know what I'm saying. Those that haven't won't understand a word of that, but they are just awesome.
What's the lead singer called? I can't remember his name.
No, I can't now. I'm off onto something else at the minute because I'm running out of time already.
All right, go on then. Are we doing it? Oh, yeah, right.
We're on to sprint mode with news. Airline pilots have accused Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary of endangering the life of passengers with a call to do away with the second pilot on the flight deck of aircraft to save money. And I have to say, well, yeah, I can see that. Because, look, if you just imagine, what was the film? Was it Airline or Airport or something? If you're both in the cockpit and you have the same food, both of which are bad for you, and you sort of keel over and die, whether there's one of you or two of you, it makes no difference.
Well, you could do what Derren Brown did. He hypnotised a bloke at 30,000 feet and convinced him that he could fly the plane. All that our friend Mr. O'Leary has to do is employ him and just keep him a bit sleepy.
But I have to say, if Michael O'Leary is dreaming all this stuff up himself, like the toilet thing earlier this year...
He's very clever. He's
a
good
genius. He's not just clever. He's an absolute genius. Because normally, airlines are only in the paper for really, you know, catastrophic news. But he gets in there for wacky news. And that virally markets itself around the planet. It's genius.
Yeah.
Absolute genius.
I think he's lovely. And have you seen his cheeky little face on the telly?
Yeah, he's lovely.
Laughing, going,
oh, he's bless him.
He's lovely. I love him.
Oh, dear. If you're one of the kids that went to school in Germany at primary school for the first time this week, I'd love to see how your parents got out of this one. School children in Essen this year opened up... every year they get a cone with, like, pence with sweets or stuff like that.
That's why they're known as coneheads.
This year, they opened up the cone to find pens in it. Problem, when you turn the pen upside down, it's erotic images. Uh-huh. That's what happens when you talk to the Communist Party. Apparently, the pens were donated by the German Communist Party, according to the school's headmaster. What were you doing letting the Communist Party in anyway? Parents who discovered the pens given to their six-year-old children couldn't believe what had happened. In a press release, the German Communist Party, oh, I hate saying that, stated that he purchased the pens from a discount store, which has said the pens lit up at the push of a button. Why did nobody check them?
Oh, no. Do you remember those pens? You turn them upside down and all the clothes would fall off the
Exactly, which are still around in sort of silly shops. There's now lawyers. There's laws involved in it, lawyers involved in it and all sorts of things.
It should be. It's absolutely shameful. It might be an accident, but it is disgusting.
I cannot believe... You would take one, if you're going to give some stuff to kids, you take one out of the box, at least one.
Have a look.
And make sure it writes.
That's a good point, because you could have disappointed the kid.
Exactly.
It might be a knackered pen that's got a load of pornography on it.
Absolutely. Moving along quickly, Jane. It looks there was a program many years ago, which is where this title comes from, called Jim All Fix It. He's a very famous celebrity in the UK, and he used to have a fix it program where people could say, "I want to be the stick," and Jim would fix it for you to be the stick for the day. Now,
should we get hold of him?
That's a good idea. Now it's going to be Jane Will Fix It, because the UK is becoming a nation of DIY darlings. Yeah, that figures.
Well, it is. If, like, if you think I wish I knew one of these Janes.
Well, I thought you did already, because you don't do any work at home, do you?
I don't do anything, man. No, honestly, no. I just don't. I just look at things and go, oh, no. That's why it's taken me a year to decorate the lounge.
Well, apparently, according to new research by Bosch Power Tools, 78% of the UK's female population loves getting hold of I have to say this carefully. Power tools.
Getting their hands in the toolbox.
That's the one.
And getting 69% of them.
And getting handy. No, 78%. And getting handy in the home. This is going to get worse. I can feel this. I can feel this is going to go down the toilet. But apparently it's true. The girls are now into DIY in a big while. And the DIY expert is a gentleman called Chris Tidy, who's at Bosch, said the DIY gender gap is clearly closing. However, as men are traditionally driven by a desire to fix things to display their authority, it's interesting to see...
Yeah, well, that's just primeval, isn't it?
Oh, hang on, this is a bit of a problem. It's interesting to see that women are using DIY instead as a way to express creativity in the home. Home design and decor is a reflection of personal taste.
Of course it is. Are you saying it isn't? Anger about, you're not getting away with that one. Are you saying that creativity and decorating your own doesn't express your creativity?
No. I'm just pandering to the whims of your animosity this week. Continuing with... continuing with our toilet theme, which has been running for weeks now, we've got another toilet story for you. Fabulous. You can now...
Brilliant.
You can go and see famous toilets in Berlin. It's an official tour with Anne Haas, wants to take visitors off the beaten track, and she's come up with this novel idea of...
Have you caught on to her last name?
Yes.
You think that's real? Anne Haas.
Oh, is it? That's a proper name.
Yeah, show my Haas.
Yeah, she takes groups of people to the city's toilets, telling them the history and development from biblical times to the present day. I don't want to... No.
I think it's an important thing. Thomas Crapper, who invented the toilet...
I knew you were going to do that.
Well, it's true. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, my word. And anyway, if you go on the tour, it will be fab. Apparently, tourists are shown a Japanese automatic toilet, which costs as much as a small car, according to Anne.
Why? Yeah. What's special about it?
I think it's one of those automatic cleany ones.
What, you don't have to... Oh, right.
No, it cleans itself. You come out...
Oh, I see. Sorry, you have to... Yeah, right.
Sanitising is what they call it. According to a UK lawyer, there could be problems ahead for poor old Wayne Rooney, who's been...
Oh, hang on, we're down there now.
Yeah, who's been in the newspapers a lot for allegedly doing things nocturnally.
No, he should change his name to Wayne Looney. Yeah, honestly, well, what an idiot.
What a... Billock. Apparently, his lady, who's called Colleen, could get almost all of his fortune, which is supposedly around 27 million, because they've been together for so long. And if they divorce, says Amanda, who's part of this law firm, Russell Jones and Walker, she could get at least £20,000 a week.
How much does he get a week?
Oh, he gets a lot more than that.
Yeah, no, what would he be on, do you think, roughly?
Probably on about 50 to 80 at least. That's how much they get. Mm. Anyway, so...
A lot of dosh.
It is a lot of dosh. So poor old Wayne, he could be into dipping his toe in other water in the future.
He's been dipping everything else, so he might as well do his toe.
You're so predictable. It's the end of... Ah! It's the end of Aha! Take on me. Apparently, Aha are giving up, and they're going to... Aha. It's going to be some dates which are going to be played in Munich in the 18th of October is when they're going to start, and then they're going to sort of go away. The Sun Always Shines on Me was one of their big hits with Take On Me, and they're calling it a day, apparently, which is a bit sad.
Calling
really.
It a day, are they? Yeah. Are they the same band as used to be Men at Work?
No, that's... That's a Vegemite song. Moving on to our quick techno corner this week, because it has to be quick.
No.
I'm really pleased to say, and the boys are going to love this. Apparently, absolutely true. The press release came into us that Blue Ocean are working with BBC Worldwide to produce a branded range of video game accessories for the DS and the Wii, all centred on Doctor Who. And within there is the gorgeous Karen Gillan, who plays Amy Pond.
Who's she?
You don't know who Amy Pond is?
Amy Pond?
Yes.
Now she's water under the bridge as far as I'm concerned.
Very good. Apparently, within this kit, which is Wi-Fi remote, fully functional, there is one of Doctor Who's screwdrivers. I want one. Now look at our boys.
That's like...
We'll put it on our schedule thing on Scrib so you can all see the pictures of it. It's coming out in October. And what was his name? Ben Jones from New Media at Ocean. We're really excited to be partnering with the BBC Worldwide and what we believe will be the greatest seller this Christmas. And I wouldn't be at all surprised, because he continues, we are confident that these products will appeal to both casual gamers and the huge fan base of loyal Doctor Who followers. That's the masses.
I will get you a screwdriver for Christmas, Eric.
I'd love one. I love Doctor Who.
I wouldn't know what to do with it. Like.
My son's still got, I think he's still got, it's 3 foot high, remote-controlled Dalek. Which I was given by the BBC, and we had so much fun playing with it on radio and television that particular year when it came out, and that was one of the original radio controlled docks. I won't do the voice because it's not very good, and we've got to squeeze one more in, and we've actually made
one last one.
And Lee, you can do this. This is fabulous.
I just think this lad's brilliant. A little lad called Sam Horton came up with the idea of a new broom to help his dad clean the leaves out of the garden. And he was only 3. Mm. It was inspired by Wallace and Gromit, mm-hmm. and it's been taken on it's at the exhibition for the 21st century at the British Library. This lad, at 3 years old, invented something which could change the world. And I think that is something that we should be proud of as British. And we should get in touch with Sam and say, well done, man.
Basically, what he did, boys and girls, was he tied 2 brooms together using a rubber band in what he's called the improved broom. And as Lee quite rightly said, it's going to be on display alongside Dyson's bladeless fans, the Road Refresher dog bowl, and some wacky wheelchair as well. That's it, boys and girls. That was Postcard from Pop Brad for this particular week. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, you can find the schedule on Scribd. And, of course, you can always get in touch with us via your particular station. You got to say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.